Here's a thought I'm titling, The Unhealthy Pursuit of Perfection. Now, let's be clear about this. There's nothing wrong with pursuing perfection, but there is a way that it can become unhealthy if you don't think about perfection appropriately. And this pertains to photographers and artists because that's what we always seem to be pursuing, is the perfect image, the perfect rendition, the perfect book project, whatever it may be. Perfection is a big deal for us. And I'd go so far as to say that one of the reasons we all practice photography is because it's an activity without compromise. We'll spend God knows how much money, time, effort, expense, energy, trying to make the perfect project, the perfect picture, the perfect book. And pragmatics just fly out the window. And to some degree, that's good. It's nice to have something that we don't pursue just to the point of it being good enough, but that we pursue to the very best of our abilities, even to the point where our artwork becomes, to some degree, a measure of the success of our life. But this pursuit of perfection can easily become unhealthy. Here's an example. We've been watching a television series in which one of the main characters is constantly getting herself in trouble by pursuing perfection. She comes up with some idea and says, oh, it's going to be perfect. Perfect is a big word for her. She uses it several times in every episode. And then she finds herself in difficulty because the perfect is never attainable. She does great stuff, whether it's throwing a party or developing a business idea or whatever it might be. But whatever she's involved in never turns out to be perfect, and she feels terrible. Along the way, she pushes people and her family and her coworkers to unreasonable extremes. She gets angry at them when their results are not perfect. She's constantly dissatisfied, no matter how successful her actions are. And she repeatedly makes irrational decisions that almost universally cause her best intentions to collapse. She's more concerned about being perfect than she is about being excellent. And I think that's the reason the character exists in this show, is to illustrate the problem of perfection. Which raises, I think, a pragmatic question for all of us who are involved in the pursuit of perfection in our artwork. Where is the line between pursuing excellence and an unhealthy pursuit of perfection? I think this is an incredibly important issue for all of us who are involved in art making, because art making is so intricately tied to the idea of producing something that's perfect, that's so good that it's more or less unbelievable. That kind of perfection drives us. But it can drive us too much. It can drive us to unreasonable lengths. I've seen photographers put themselves in considerable physical danger on the edge of a cliff or something like that. Particularly, I'm remembering the Grand Canyon. People getting way out on the edge so that they can get a better photograph. Sort of forgetting that a good puff of wind will end their photographic and artistic life. I've seen photographers spend far more money than is reasonable in order to buy equipment they don't need. They're pursuing perfection in terms of gear. Like I say, it's a dicey thing, and it's something that each one of us has to figure out for ourselves. Where is the line between healthy pursuit of perfection and the unhealthy, risk-taking, unrealistic pursuit of perfection that ultimately hurts our art life? How good does your photograph need to be in order to be satisfactory? How much better does it need to be in order to be excellent? How much better beyond that does it need to be in order to be perfect? And isn't it reasonable when you think about that, that no photograph is ever going to be perfect. No project is ever going to be perfect. It just is what it is. So for each of us, finding that point when we can be satisfied, even thrilled with our photographic output, even though it's not perfect, and can accept that fact so that the pursuit of perfection doesn't become discouraging. and counterproductive.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.